This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Hello and welcome to Around Macoupin County. On this weekend show, my guest is Courtney Wood, Community Development and Marketing Specialist for the Macoupin Economic Development Partnership. Welcome to the show, Courtney.
Thank you.
Courtney, coming up August 31st will be a forum for funding of small business and community projects, and that'll be sponsored in part by Macoupin Economic Development Partnership, and we'll let you talk about this forum over the next few minutes, but first off, who besides Macoupin Economic Development Partnership will be sponsoring this forum?
The Macoupin Mayor's Council is also the hosting sponsor of this event. They meet quarterly, and this is one of their workshops that they host during the year.
And the evening we'll be discussing what? You had one last year, but this year it was sort of expanded to go towards small business as well. So sort of how will the evening be going?
Yes, last year it was just community projects that we were focusing on. This year we've added a small business assistance component to it this year. So basically, we're still looking to focus on any municipal, education, economic, local planning, parks and recreation business groups to attend as they did last year. But we also want small businesses to come and get the assistance and programs and information as well.
Who will be participating this year? Some of the agencies that have been invited and I'll be on hand.
We have invited several agencies for community projects. We have the Illinois EPA. We have DCEO. We have IDOT. We have Illinois Department of Natural Resources, USDA Rural Development, West Central Development Council, Illinois Finance Authority, Farm Credit Services, Illinois Treasurer's Office. Those are for more community projects. On the business side, we have DCEO again. We have Small Business Association, Farm Credit Services, SBDC. We have Ameren. We've invited our member banks to attend, UCB, FNB, and CNB. We have USDA. We've asked Macoupin County to speak about their revolving loan fund. So several great agencies with several great programs out there for funding and assistance.
And you will have a keynote speaker this year.
We will. We'll start with welcoming remarks and opening welcome from the Benilde Mayor, Jeff Hendricks, which is where the forum will be held in Benilde. Then we'll have welcoming remarks on a county level from Andy Menard, our county board chairman, followed by our keynote speaker of Tom Becker with the Illinois Small Business Development Center. And he'll be speaking on healthy communities.
When the welcoming remarks are given and the speaker has talked on his subject, sort of when participants come to this event, how's the night sort of broken out? Will the agency sort of introduce themselves, or will you be able to mingle with them, or sort of how will it go that evening?
Yes, we'll start with a little bit of just networking, where people are able to mingle and network together. Then we'll start with open question and answer from the floor. So actually, we'll start with business agency introductions. So we'll go around each agency. We'll have a 3 to 5 minutes to give an overview of their agency programs that they offer. Then we'll open it up to the floor. Any community group, ED group or whatever, or small business, can then stand and ask questions as to if they want to start a business or they've got a project they need funding, whatever question they're inquiring about. From then, the agency that can help them will raise their hand. That way they'll know once the question and answer portion is over what table they want to go to and speak more about.
Approximately how long will this meeting last? Say, taking it from last year, quite a few agencies. I was just wondering how long it might last as far as everybody getting to see who they want to see.
It's from 5:30 to 8, but I tell you, it's very efficient because you have people mingling around and you don't have to go to tables that you know aren't going to work for your particular project. You can go directly to those tables of those agencies who said they have something for your particular inquiry. So it works really well.
From last year's event, was the response pretty good? Did community organizations like how the evening went and find out information that helped them?
They did. We've had good feedback on both sides. We heard back from community people that they thought they got really great information, and we heard back from state agencies that said this was very beneficial for them to get their programs out. So on both ends, they both found it beneficial.
What is required of persons wanting to attend? Because as we say, this year it's for small business and community organizations. Is there pre-registration deadlines, or what do you do if you want to attend this August 31st forum?
There is a $10 fee. And you can register at our website, MacoupinPartners.com. There's a little form that you can fill out there on our website, and then you can send in your $10 or you can pay at the door. There is no registration deadline.
And if they want to send it in, that sets your location on Shipman Road here in Carlinville?
That's correct. 18400 Shipman Road, Carlinville.
But no deadline as far as pre-registration.
That's correct. By the way, I want to let everyone know that this forum is for all surrounding counties. This event is very unique in the fact that no surrounding county is offering this service right now, and so we're opening it up for any small business, any community group within the surrounding area to attend. I hope people realize that this is a very unique event where state agencies are actually coming to us. And so even if you are thinking about starting a business or thinking about a project, I really hope that you take advantage of this opportunity, because it's a very unique experience, and it's a great way to get a contact with these state agencies that you may need later.
Courtney, I'd like to thank you for joining us on Around Macoupin County.
Thank you so much.
And you can join us again next weekend for another edition. For WSMI, I'm Rick Davis.